Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another week's episode of the Just Sayin' Podcast. I'm Justin Martindale, and today's guest, I am with supermodel,
yay!
Host, comedian, it's Arise, everyone.
Hi, y'all. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here because I have just been running into you everywhere.
For at least 7 years.
I mean, you were just a social butterfly.
I am.
All over. I think I ran into you Friday, Saturday at the Netflix kickoff
that was
thing?
Thursday.
Sure.
Because I drove straight to Palm Springs to host for a white party.
Which, by the way, like, I got to this party and I was out for Mother's Day weekend. My boyfriend's parents had come in from Georgia. We had a lovely weekend. We did all the like Mother's Day things, went to the Huntington Library, which I highly recommend.
Never heard of it.
You've never been?
No.
It's just like this gorgeous, like...
I read, by the way. Okay, go on. Like, go on.
It's like this gorgeous outdoor venue that like this old like Huntington, the Huntingtons, you know, from Huntington Beach and all that stuff. They are like old railroad money.
Oh,
and just like this beautiful like garden escape where it's just every tropical plant around the world.
Is it in Pasadena?
Yes.
Okay, I had a shoot there last year.
Did you been?
Okay, I've been there. Yes, I've been there. I was like, I know what this is.
It's so great. Yeah,
I figured
I'm sure
it was in
did.
Huntington Beach, and I'm like, I don't go there. No. Yeah, I was like, I don't go there.
No, but they owned the beach as well.
Oh,
but this is in Pasadena, and it was just gorgeous. We went to dinners, and then it's funny because we went to a dinner that night, and then my management was like, you got to get to the Pride kickoff party at Netflix. And I'm like, okay, I'll be there when I get there. And I didn't know, like, I'm really bad at this. I don't do carpets well.
Oh, really? I think you do just fine.
First of all, I was wearing this jacket. Like, I was out at dinner.
Honey, wait, that Netflix event?
Yes.
I was absolutely wearing a throwaway outfit. I was wearing a denim jacket as well, remember? And I had on high socks and flats.
I mean.
Because I'm driving to Palm Springs after this. I am not being paid to be here.
Right.
So I will see you on the red carpet, and I will give you an A-list thing when I'm on a show on Netflix.
Yeah, thank you. Right now, it's Netflix is a joke, and this is what you're getting.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, we host stages for them.
I was like, I got there, and they were like, well, when are you going to be here? And I'm like, well, we're wrapping up dinner now. So maybe like 7:15, 7:30. And it's at Heart, which is Lance's bar. So I'm like, okay, sure. I'm showing up to a bar, whatever, right?
Honey, local bar gets local bar clothes. Go
on. Right. But then I get there and they're like, Justin, go now. And I'm like, what? And they're like, carpet now. So I'm like, posing for like, and here I am with my boyfriend. I'm like, hey. And then they're like, okay, now one without him. Oh. And I'm like, Evan, no, tell my story. Like full on Sophie's Choice. And we get there. And I mean, it was really, really fun. And then I ran into you and you were like, I'm going to the white party tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, for those listeners who do not know what the white party is, can you sum it up for us?
The white party is everyone on Grindr who's just a torso pic. Uh-huh. No fats, no femmes, no Asians.
Okay.
So and, no, because I'm not welcome there either. But by the grace of God that I don't believe in, I was there. So,
a select group of people.
Yes, it is a very select group of people.
But it's not like a Kyle Beverly Hills Housewives white party. I think they kind of took what white party is and made it their own. It's just like what? Just a big circuit party.
Yeah, with a lot of ketamine.
Ugh.
Yeah, not one horse. Not one horse to be seen. Lots of ketamine, though.
I've never been.
It was my first time.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a good time. Yeah, I had a really good time. Yeah, no, because I was like VIP, so I had like my own little velvet roped off section, and I thrive in the heat. So, yeah, my ancestors are from Africa. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
So
this will be great for the ratings.
Yes, it will. So inclusive. Black, trans, woman? Sure. Anyway. No, but so it was like 104 degrees out there, and I was just like a pig in shit. I was having the best time. I love the heat.
Were you hosting it, or what were you doing there? Were you just there?
I was on the big screen for like a second. Yeah, no, and then I basically am a professional schmoozer, and mm-hmm. so I work a room and
let him have it.
Yeah, I'm like a geisha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. Lady of the night.
Oh, I love a good lady with memoirs.
Yeah.
Of a geisha.
But no sex.
No, good. Yeah. No,
you got to pay for this mizuwage.
No. Okay. I mean, if I got there, I would have to I'd huddle immediately, just in a corner, rock back and forth.
No, it's so much fun.
I can't do it.
They're all so nice.
That's fine, yeah. But I it would just be too much for me. I'd be overstimulated. I went to DragCon this weekend and barely made it out alive.
My first year missing it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
I heard it was lackluster.
Really? Yeah, from who?
So many people are pulling out. Like, Trixie and Katya weren't there.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of heavy hitters weren't there. Simone wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. It is like $5,000 a booth.
Yeah. It's a lot.
When they started years ago, when I first started going, it was like $1,000 and it was $1,200. And now, like, World of Wonders figured out that this is a great way for them to make money mm-hmm. and produce more content.
It was definitely, I remember going and being like, this seems smaller. Like, it was, first of all, it was only the 2 days, Friday, Saturday.
I know.
And then apparently they got the idea from like UK DragCon and they were like, oh, 2 days works. But then there was like you could walk. Like, it wasn't like, I remember DragCon being like, oh my God, there's so many people here. And then like you said, yeah, some of the big heavy hitters weren't there, but a lot of the international girls were here for the first time because they're like, oh, let's get to know our US base. And it was just like,
It sucks though, because now they cut a day off and it costs more than ever. So how do you recruit that with just merch and picture sales? Like, it's insane because they already cost money to get in, and they pay the UK girls.
Oh, they do. Well, to they do have their to do their
drag con over there, whereas they don't pay anyone here.
Well, they don't get paid for the show anyways. They get like badges. So maybe this is their way of like being what? Like...
You're right. I forgot about those repeated badges.
They're
and
like,
no
you
prize.
Won. Here's a pin. Like,
yay. Also, they're for sale at worldofwonder.com. Yeah. So you can just go buy a pin.
It was a little trippy though, because like you're walking around the convention center and you're looking at... I mean, I'm trying to remember who was there, and you're just kind of like, there is not a line for these people. Like, it was weird. It was weird. But I mean, overall, it was fun, but I was like, okay, we did it, and we're out. That's just my motive now. I'm just like, let's get going.
They got to start paying the girls. Yeah. Well, just to go, just because otherwise...
What's the point?
Yeah.
I know. But look here. You have... you were on MTV. I want to talk about MTV a little bit because maybe that's where our listeners know you from. Yeah. You were
on the beach.
X on the beach, which is
dragqueenmerch.com. Dragqueenmerch.com.
Oh yes,
yep. Buy the merch. Buy the
you
merch.
Showed up in your merch.
Yes, I did.
To sell it.
Yes, I did.
And what was X on the beach like for you? What was the premise of that, anyways?
It's just basically sleepaway camp for whores. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But they try to get like your ex to come in and start trouble with your new boo or your old boo that you're trying to recoup stuff with.
Yeah.
And I was on there with my ex, Mike. Mm-hmm. We say ex in quotations. Anyway.
Oh, got it.
Because they were very loose about what was considered an ex. Because you get there and you find out some people had like... only had hookups with their person or just like, you're like, oh, okay. So not like a real ex as like, because I'm in my 30s. I'm like, my exes are like, we had nasty breakups.
Like, right. Yeah, you weren't like just like,
who's texting you?
No. It was like, I'm moving out.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we're separating assets.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, but yeah, none of my exes ended up coming because I think they wouldn't agree to do the show, which is just fine. I got paid a lot of money.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it was not an experience I would ever repeat again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like...
We're not going to have X on the Beach All-Stars.
They would have to pay money. I'm letting... MTV, I'm looking at you. Cash money.
Well, MTV has no money because they just canceled MTV News. So, I know. Tabitha
Soren. No Sabrina Altschul.
They're all gone. Kurt Loder. Gideon Yago.
Oh, my God, yes.
Suchin Pak.
Oh, my God, yes.
I know. They're all gone now. So, I know. I was a little sad about that. But
yeah. Just another... used to be one of my dream jobs.
Right? I mean... News. That's where I always got, like, breaking news. They're like, Kurt Cobain killed himself in Seattle. And I was like, oh, my God.
Courtney Love rejoices.
I know.
Hole is about to be a hit. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, well... I wonder where they got the name of that. So,
yo. I said yo.
But you are also hosting this year's Pride celebration.
West Hollywood
which
Pride.
I had to remind you, by the way.
I forgot. I have a lot of stuff I'm doing because I'm hosting this queer prom on June 1st.
That's fun. And where's that?
That's going to be at the Addition.
Oh, I love that hotel.
It's so kind.
It's so pretty.
So kind. Yeah, so I can't wait to go ballet. So it's going to be the Addition June 1st. And then June 2nd kicks off the WeHo Pride with Orville Peck, Carly Rae Jepsen, Grace Jones, Kylie Sonique Love. Mm-hmm. The list goes on.
I know. Are you introducing all of them?
I'm introducing whichever ones they asked me to.
Last year,
I got to introduce Lil' Kim by myself.
Work.
And I was so excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I was shaking. I had to put my arms behind my hands. I was like, can I do this mic-less? Because I can't do it. Yeah. Like, I love Lil' Kim.
You know what's crazy is that you and I have a Lil' Kim connection. Yeah. So you met Lil' Kim. I met Lil' Kim's mom.
Really?
Yes.
Is so she even littler?
She's Lil'. When I did Sherry Shepherd back in, what was that, like a month or two ago, she was in the front row and like Sherry was like, give it up for Lil' Kim's mom. And I was like, oh my God, that's Lil' Kim's mom. And she is just a tiny little thing. And yeah, and then you introducing Lil' Kim. So we are a family connection now.
Yeah, it's both shared.
I can't wait. Are you looking forward to, who are you looking forward to? Because I feel like LA Pride is definitely stepping it up a lot in the past couple years as far as entertainers go.
So LA Pride is different though.
Why?
They separated because of creative differences or something.
Can't we just unite? My God.
Honestly, we hope Pride pays more. Anyway.
I mean, that's fine. But also, LA Pride, you're getting Mariah Carey and Megan Thee Stallion.
That's fabulous. Yeah. But I was there for my friend Mike's show last year, and it was so hot with no cover. Like,
it was no cover where?
No, I mean, like, there was nowhere to cover yourself. It was
oh, just out in the sun.
Yeah, because it's out in, like, the desert downtown of LA where it takes place, whereas ours had like trees and stuff. Mm. Yeah, and like grass and like a breeze.
They're just gonna cook you in the sun.
Yes, it was like very pressure cooker. And so it was nice. It was fun. But like I worked the other one and there was just, I don't know. I'm used to being in the park and I like it better. But I'm looking forward to seeing Grace Jones because it's like a once in a lifetime thing.
I know, same.
Once in a lifetime.
I missed her at the Hollywood Bowl and I don't know why. I don't know if I was like on the road or something, but I was like, are you kidding me? Like, yes, I agree. I will be there as well. And Carly Rae Jepsen, just because I think
gonna
be just everyone jumping and
run away
living
with
our
me.
Lives. I love her so much.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that I'm very much looking forward to you kicking off Pride. You're just because you're amazing. You're everywhere.
Thank you.
Always on the go.
You're everywhere too. We're at like the opening of an envelope.
I mean, my God, we're hosting a show tomorrow.
We are hosting a show tomorrow. Fuck!
I know.
Keep reminding me.
Okay. We are doing a show here at the Comedy Store Wednesday called West Hollywood Brunch.
Mm-hmm. With some of the best queer comics.
Yes.
In LA.
I know.
Really? In the U.S.
I feel like this is like our drag den. We're just like, come minions, you know?
Yes.
But it's also like very, I love it. I just love that the store is giving us a little moment to showcase some really, really funny people. And so if you're in L.A. tomorrow, May 20, what's the date? I don't even know. May 17th.
Oh, it'll be May 17th.
May 17th. Come to the Comedy Store Belly Room. You'll see Aris and myself upstairs. Letting you have it. But speaking of letting you have it, let's get into some stories this week. This one blew up the internet, and I'm very excited because it doesn't involve a Kardashian.
Thank God.
It doesn't involve Tom Sandoval or any of those shitheads. But Martha Stewart, this is someone I can get behind.
Stunning.
I know. Martha Stewart graced the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover at the tender age of 81 years old.
Serving.
She went from Martha Stewart living to Martha Stewart giving.
Giving. Yes, bitch. She said, I'm going to bake you some real cake.
She
honey.
Did. And I love it. And she, of course, she's getting some shit for it.
I don't understand the shit. Like, no, because you know what? They came from Madonna for not aging gracefully and getting all the work done. And then you want to come for Martha Stewart just because she's proud of her body and the way she looks, and she should because she is stunning. And no one expected this from this woman who, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
No one expected that from a woman who knows how to saute string beans perfectly. Okay. I'm just saying. No, like, you know, that's who we grew up watching on what, the Food Network? What was she on? Something.
I don't know.
She was our Julia Child. Yeah. Julia Child was never going to pull this stunt. Okay.
Could you imagine though?
Look at my pussy, Kurt. I'm going to serve it on a silver platter. I can't do the voice.
No.
Yes.
But no, she is getting into some heat because she did say on the Today Show that she did not starve herself. However, she did not eat any bread or pasta for a couple months.
Yeah, that makes sense
to me. And everyone's like,
puss.
Well, that's a diet. I mean, my God, she was giving us, I mean, I'm just going to start calling her Marthot Stewart.
I'm going to call her Marfa.
Marfa. She looks so good. She was like, I did Pilates. I just cut my diet down from like no bread, no pasta. And everyone's like, well, that's dieting. And that dieting is like hurting the youth. And I'm like, you know what? What do you want her to do? Shove needles in her with a Ozempic? Like, let this woman diet.
And 81 years old, at what point do we get to stop being examples for the youth? I'm sorry. I'm an example for other 81-year-olds.
Thank you.
Fuck off.
Get out of here. I'm like, I want to see your Nana in a bathing suit.
Bitch, all my grandparents are dead. They could never do this.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it's great. She started off with like the thirst traps on Instagram, you know.
Snoop Dogg.
Come on. She's like smoking weed. She's doing roasts like on Comedy Central.
The bitch is relevant.
She's been to jail.
Oh, yeah. She's a convicted felon.
Like, okay. Work, bitch. Like, yeah. Cybill Shepherd played you in a Lifetime movie twice, I think. Like, go for it. And I think this is so great. It's actually her. Who else is on it? Kim Petras,
which is groundbreaking. It's a win for the dolls.
She's the second trans person to be featured on a swimsuit.
The first one was Inez Lone Rao, was it?
Probably.
Or was it? Oh, no. I think it was Lena Bloom. It was Lena Bloom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she is now the second person. And then Megan Fox.
Yeah, it's expected.
I mean,
she's gorgeous, but honestly, I feel like everything I know about Megan Fox has been just force-fed me the past couple years. Like her engagement, that was all weird, and Billy Bob Thornton-y.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They were like exchanging vials of blood and shit. I was like, this is giving that Angelina vibe. Yeah, we've already done this.
Get out of here.
Yeah, remember?
But I am here for it. I love Martha Stewart. I think it's so great.
She's quite a dish. Quite a dish, Martha Stewart.
81 years old. I'm like, go for it.
Yeah, goals.
Because I guarantee this, if Betty White was still alive, I don't know why I knocked on wood, maybe like thinking that she would come back. Yeah. if Betty White was in a bikini on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, people would be like, yes.
Serve mother.
But let's
Mother
go.
Stewart.
Mother Stewart. It's a post Mother's Day like reality check. Can we actually just go back to the picture real quick? I just want to play a little game real quick.
Because the color choices were perfect,
too. The actual cover.
It looks like she has a bee collar.
There we go.
On.
Let's play a game of what the kids call It's Giving.
Okay.
Okay. So here we have Martha Stewart on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. What is it giving?
It's giving your Nana could never. So don't be mad. Don't be mad, bitch. Applaud her.
It's giving, oh, pool boy, another glass of lemonade.
Oh, my God. It's giving, you just fucked me hair. Okay. Is it not?
It's giving, drug dealer Nana chic.
It's giving, I have 4 Bentleys, and I didn't pay for any of them. Yes.
It's giving, servant bell. You know?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I love it.
Yeah, it's giving sugar baby all grown up.
It's giving. That's it.
It's giving.
It's giving Martha Stewart giving.
Yeah, Martha Stewart giving.
Martha
it's
Stewart.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I love it. Rock on. Yeah. I think it's great.
Right?
And for all you haters, sorry.
Yeah, you're sad.
I'm on board. Okay, now, old people are having a great thing, and I'm not talking about people over 30. West Hollywood over 30. last year, the hot trend of the summer was Coastal Grandmother, which I was all about. Did you know what that trend was?
What is a Coastal Grandmother?
It's just we had Hot Girl Summer in 2021, Coastal Grandmother 2022. This year, it's Coastal Cowgirl, which I'm like, okay. Like Coachella. Like,
Oh, so we're just like cowboy hats, assless chaps.
Fringe.
Fringe. I love Fringe.
All that.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay. But last year it was Coastal Grandmother, and that was my vibe. It's very okay. Diane Keaton on the beach with a wind chime.
Doilies.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Toes in the sand, glass of Savvy B.
Yeah.
Just living. That was my, that's still, still my jam to this day. But old people are having a thing, and I'm here for it, because now we are getting the Bachelor spinoff that I cannot wait for. It is a senior-focused spinoff called The Golden Bachelor. Ooh. Has officially been picked up to series at ABC for a fall premiere.
See, I've always loved older men. This would have been perfect for me.
Okay, I have questions. Okay,
I know,
so
how old are the contestants?
That's what I'm wondering. Okay, so the spinoff series will premiere this fall on Monday nights following Dancing with the Stars. We don't know an exact premiere date, but it promises to showcase a whole new kind of love story. The series will follow one hopeless romantic who's given a second chance, or third, or fourth, or fifth at love in the search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of life.
Aw, that's so cute.
The women arriving at the mansion have a lifetime of experience living through love, loss, and laughter.
They're just snatching wigs before they're even pictured.
They should have just said, these bitches have been through it.
I know. These bitches are old as fuck.
And they hope to spark, hope to find a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities. In the end, will our golden man turn the page to start a new chapter with the woman of his dreams? We don't know exactly how old the person is, but I'm assuming it's going to be sad. Oh, it's going to be good.
I'm like, how many years will they have left? I mean, how golden are they?
Who cares? You'll get one season. Get out of here, you know?
Right? Like, and they're dead.
But you know, so it's going to be a guy. I'm going to say he's probably, they're not going to do like.
If he's 41.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
This is Hollywood, bitch. They'll be like, oh, look how good he looks for his age. The crow's feet are just hitting.
Yeah.
And the Botox is sitting.
He was canceled on Twitter 3 years ago and he's never been the same.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's going to be about, he'll be between 66 and 72, but hot.
I'm going to say 60.
You think he'll be 60?
I'll say 60, because men, they don't be living that long. You can't be pushing this guy under TV pressure.
But
when
how
he's 70.
Cute would it be? It'd be like the grandpa from Up. Like falling in love again after his wife.
Oh, you're so hopeful. He's going to be stunning. No, he's going to be fucking stunning. It's going to be the best looking old man you've ever seen.
He's going to be like one of those hot Instagram.
Yes, like, one of those Instagram sugar daddies.
Yeah, that always like, pop up in my reels and I question everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, what have I done with my life?
But the women we're going to get, they better be. Here's the thing. It's going to be a mix of like old school debutante recluse, you know, like her first time out of the mansion since her family died and left her all their money.
Oh my God! So Jennifer Coolidge in
White Lotus. We're gonna get a Tanya. That would be amazing. Or we're just gonna get sluts who've never grown up.
Or, hear me out, we're going to get the most confident women you've ever seen on The Bachelor. Well, they're not even chasing this dude. They're like, I'm a prize to be won. I have my own inheritance money.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, my husband already died.
My kids went to the best schools of the country.
Dalton.
Yes. I own my own business. Ooh, yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah, I want to see cunts. Mm-hmm. I want Miranda Priestley up in this bitch saying, I don't need you. You need me.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's going to happen because then we'll get a golden bachelorette.
Yes.
So whoever that old woman is, she has to go in and be like, okay, if this doesn't work out, I'll be on the spinoff.
Exactly. She's going to get vaginal rejuvenation from the money from the show, and it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's a new show.
But do we see them in their, what do they call them, in their suites, where they go to their forever suites or whatever they say? Are we going to see like dentures falling out?
Honestly, the way you said forever suites sounds more like a mausoleum.
Yeah.
They just in these caskets on the wall.
They're like, and now you get to spend the night in your forever suite. What? We're not ready. No. It's the name of the honeymoon suite. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's an angel of death coming towards me. That's right. Our producer, Shannon. She just has a microphone on. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm not ready.
Oh my God.
Stand to the camera. There's a light. No, that's just the light to the camera. Okay. Everything's a whirlwind.
Yes.
I'm here for it. I love it.
That's gonna be
I'm here for the Golden Bachelorette. And you know what? Hopefully some of these people will be picked out of great retirement communities like Florida.
Yeah. Hopefully we get more reality shows that are focused around old people from this, because The Golden Girls is one of the best shows on television because they're sharp as a tack and they have a whole life of experience. I'm so sick of watching young people be dumb on TV. Myself included.
I hate stupid young people on TV. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, but do go watch my show.
I mean, so going from a great retirement community like Florida. Florida is always in the news because it's just like...
She's that girl.
Like, Florida should just be spelled with either a D-U-H at the end of it. Like, just Florida. Duh. Yeah. Or just Florida. Because Florida, once again, is in the news. And if it's not about hating gay people or trans people or gun control or books or women's rights, it's going to be about what else? Disney. Ron DeSantis is obsessed with Disney. And Disneyland is finally, I'm really proud of Disneyland because Disneyland's clapping back and being really? I'm sorry, Disney World. It's Florida. Disney World is just kind of like, we'll take our business elsewhere. Did you hear about that?
Are they going to pack up the park and go?
Florida, Disney World is
they will
like,
lose everything.
If thank you. Disney World was built on a swamp. And so if Disney World's just like, hey, you know, you're kind of not making us feel welcome, we're going to go somewhere else.
They can disassemble that whole park piece by piece.
In
number
24
it,
hours.
Send it to California. Bitch, bring it to Cali. Bring it to Cali. Yeah, bring it.
I mean, it is, it's, they're definitely talking about it because I think Disney World's just kind of like, ugh, go. Shut up.
I was hoping they'd buy Florida.
Can they do? Yeah,
they own everything else.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, just buy Florida and just make it the gayest place on earth. They don't have a choice.
I mean, my God, it already looks like a dick.
Exactly.
Florida.
It's got Miami. That's the land of Gianni Versace. The disrespect.
It's true. It's just sad and embarrassing. Well, this Florida teacher is now under investigation for screening Disney's movie Strange World, which includes an openly gay character. Now,
is he getting rammed in it? Like, why
no,
is this
you
so
would
bad?
Think, yeah. You would think. Jenna Barbie, which is her last name, which I'm here for. She's a fifth grade Florida teacher. She's under investigation by the Florida Department of Education after showing her class the animated Disney movie Strange World, which features an openly gay character. In a video posted to TikTok, Barbie said that she is being investigated for indoctrination after showing the film. Our students had standardized testing all morning, she said in the video. I thought it would be a great time to give them a brain break by showing a movie that related to what we are learning in our school. I chose this movie because it relates to our curriculum. So prior to the showing of the film, she acquired signed parent permission slips from students. She was then reported to the Florida Department of Education for indoctrination by Shannon Rodriguez, a board member and also a parent to one of those children that she signed
it. So they can't read.
They can't read. So now she's pissed off.
Because they banned all the books.
And this, yeah, exactly that. The complaint related to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' Don't Say Gay Bill legislation that has limited conversations about sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Now, I watched a clip of this movie. There's no railing.
I can't wait.
It's a boy character. It's a family of scientists, and they're all like going around the world looking at different plants and stuff, much like me at the museum, the Huntington Library.
Oh yeah.
And one of the boys likes another boy character, and he kind of gets really nervous around him, and you know.
I gotta watch this movie.
It's cute, right?
This is great advertising for the movie.
This makes me livid because. First of all, I don't know if it's a Disney problem because Disney's always saying this is the first openly gay character. And I'm like, it's not. They did it with, what's the one? What's the one with the weird mythological animals? It was like a Pixar film.
Avatar?
No.
I was like, what?
You know what I'm talking about? Katie, do you know which one I'm talking about? It's,
Zootopia?
No. But it was like...
There's a lot of them with animals that are Pixar films.
There was like centaurs and weird shit. Medieval. It was something...
Oh, with the gay woman.
Yes.
And
she was like a cyclops.
The brothers.
Yes. They were blue.
Onward.
Onward. Thank you. Yes. That was the first is gay character. And then there was another one that was like, oh, it's the first openly gay character. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Florida.
Oh, yeah. Luca as well.
Luca. Well, they were like.
They were gay.
Yeah.
Honey, watch the extras too. I'm just like, oh, they loved each other. Anyway.
And I thought it was so cute.
It was adorable.
Yes. And every,
it was a boy little mermaid.
Disney movies have been gay the whole time.
They're musicals.
There's musicals, and also every Disney villain is gay. They all live in the shadows. They have secrets. They love curses.
They have the best songs.
The best songs, the best like wardrobe, the best pageantry.
Yes.
Like Maleficent, full lesbian, not invited to the baby shower, brings her own crows, curses the baby, turns into a dragon.
Yeah. Serves cunt the whole time.
Thank you. Jafar, robes.
So good.
Loves a lamp.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
Loves taking.
Walked around with a staff.
A cobra staff.
Yes.
With bejeweled eyes.
You see how snake-like he can be? Come on.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
And was like, poor thing, was trying so hard. He couldn't come out because of the Middle East.
He just wanted rights.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm mad at Princess Jasmine. Jasmine knew. We all knew.
Yeah, no, he wasn't going to touch her.
Yeah.
He was just it was about possession.
Princess Jasmine. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have Scar from The Lion King.
So gay. Be prepared.
Kills his own brother.
Yeah.
And could not care for his nephew at all. He's like, Uncle Scar. And he's like, like just annoyed. Simba, run away.
Be prepared is a song about douching. Listen to it closely.
Hmm? What did you say?
His teeth and ambitions are rare. Be prepared. It's a song about getting prepared. Yep. Listen to it again.
Wait, yeah, getting prepared for
anal.
You think be prepared is about
be prepared for the chance of a lifetime.
I'm listening.
Be prepared for sensation news.
A shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature? Just listen to teacher.
I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded.
When at last I am given my dues, and injustice deliciously swear, be prepared.
Scar's
it could be about douching.
It
could
be about douching.
It could be about douching.
But anyways, Florida, this poor woman, look at her. She is just trying to watch a movie. I remember being in school and like having a substitute teacher, and like they would just pop in that cassette. And I don't like some of the movies, I'm trying to even remember.
They put in like Lethal Weapon.
Right.
I'm like it was
I think
anything.
One of mine was like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Where like all the kids are nuked on the playground.
Yes. I'm like, what are we talking about? We're watching Alive.
Yeah, the Brazilian soccer team just getting like, their butt eaten in the snow.
Just like, ew. No, like there was no monitoring. And I don't understand how this went so far right. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't understand how people don't see the parallels of like Nazi Germany. The parallels are absolutely there. We're in stage 7 of like a genocide.
Careful, Elise. Don't be too woke. Because woke gets canceled.
As a black trans person, I can say whatever I want. My vote barely counts in this country. So you can be as mad as you want. Whatever.
Oh, I know. If it's not Bud Light, it's Miller Lite. Did you see the Miller Lite commercial with Alana Glazer?
I didn't see it, but I heard about the outrage because it's women.
Well, I'm all about learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
And in the commercial, they're like, some of the best brewers, beer brewers, that's hard to say, beer brewers in history were women.
Yeah.
And they were saying that like women brewers have been throughout history, but once capitalism happened, all those male brewers were putting them all in bikinis, much like Martha Stewart to sell their beer.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if Martha Stewart came out with like a wine line, I'm buying it.
Oh
like
my God.
Her in a
please
fucking
do a sparkling
store.
Wine. Yes.
I'm buying it.
It's like, a good thing.
Yeah, and Snoop and her can collab, do like a rosé and a joint. I'm in.
That'd be kind.
In. So once the men took over, they made it all like, you know, Bud Light, you know, big titty girls in like the liquor stores, whatever. So Miller Lite was like, you know what, we're kind of done with this. We're growing up. We're all kind of like learning and stuff. So we're going to tear all this down and get it back to focusing on like women brewers and making them and having their back and all this stuff. And of course, everyone's like, not my Miller Lite.
I want
my cardboard cutout titty ladies.
Oh, God. And like, I don't understand this obsession with men having to be the greatest thing that happened to history, because that's just not truthfully told. Like, all of American history is false. Like, it's told from a white, cis, straight male perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, no one else is given any flowers. Like, they took away all Black history in Florida. Like, all of it. So I'm like, oh, okay, so we just got here then. That's fun.
But also, it's Florida. Like, we know, it's like, Florida. Pirates of the Caribbean, the Spaniards. Like, we know, those of us who went to school know that Florida was, like, conquistadors and murder and disease.
Miami is a Latin American country. Yeah, Miami is its own place. Like, you literally need to speak Spanish to go.
I just want this dumb woman who signed a release for her child to see it, who's on the school board.
She should be penalized for not reading.
Yeah, you dumb idiot. You didn't read.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Morons.
And then they're like, don't put that lifestyle down our throat. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Read the fine print before you sign, board member.
And we get pushed heterosexuality from birth. Mm. Like, is that your little girlfriend? Is that your little boyfriend? It's never anything else. Mm-hmm. And so the gender reveal of it all, it's just we are shoved heterosexuality so hard. And then they call us groomers when we don't have the kids.
Well, also, grooming? We're not youth pastors.
Exactly. Just saying. Like, what are we talking about?
All right. Well, let's talk about something really important. This popped up. I actually had a friend of mine send this to me this morning. We talked about it on the phone earlier. RuPaul's glamorous Beverly Hills mansion. This is why she doesn't remember anyone's names. Or the seasons they're on at DragCon. Last year they had RuPaul where she was like, looked at Jinx Monsoon.
She's like, you're...
Seattle.
Yeah, you're from the Pacific Northwest.
Won the damn season. And Ru's just like, sure. But this year at DragCon was just like, and tonight's the premiere of Drag Race All Stars
together.
Eight. Like, I mean, and so, anyways, RuPaul went on this like beautiful Welcome to My Crib.
Architectural Digest.
Architectural Digest.
Yes. So good.
And it is just stunning.
It's absolutely beautiful. So tasteful.
It is tasteful. Yeah. It's very black and white with hints of orange, which I didn't know was Ru's favorite color.
Yeah, it's Ru's favorite color. It's giving Jonathan Adler exploded in here.
With great nods to like old cinema and like women of the past eras. And
The disco ball ceiling is so
The puss. Disco ballroom.
So good. I want to party in there.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's get invited to Ru's house for a game night.
Let's just go. We have to find we have to know somebody who knows RuPaul and we can get into their house.
I know several people who know RuPaul.
But Ru's literally like, we just move the table and dance. And I'm like, ugh. And there's like, how many disco balls? There's like 11
there's
or
so
something.
Many.
Oh my God.
And they're on these prongs, which make them like earthquake proof so they won't shatter.
Well, that's smart.
So smart.
No one wants a faulty disco ball.
Right? No, it's
But
gorgeous.
Like, I mean, it's, I don't even know where this house is located. Let's just see some
it's
of the
in,
pictures.
It's in Bel Air, I think. It's in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, I believe.
It's just so modern, yet so classic.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's that classic Hollywood look.
Look, there's the disco ballroom.
Oh, God.
Could you, like...
And black disco balls? Who'd have thought?
I didn't even know.
I'm in love.
But Giorgio's could never.
No. I want to go.
I know. I mean, this is like, if there's just a side access of, like, if Ru just did, like, a party night.
Yes.
And the kitchen's great. And I love orange. I don't know.
I love it. Yeah.
Sometimes I tell people that I love orange, and they're like, what's wrong with you?
I have an orange velvet couch.
Oh, good. I have an orange rust couch.
See? Yeah.
This pool.
Oh, so beautiful. I love the stripes. It's everything.
It's
so
just,
elegant.
It's resort, the chandelier, the hallway. It's just classic.
I love that the most famous drag queen in the world lives here.
Right?
Like, that's her job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what a history. I mean, especially, like, if you knew, like, Ru's, like, origins, like
the streets of New York, honey.
I mean, and then from there
Atlanta,
to here,
yeah,
she is the fresh prince of Bel Air.
Absolutely,
totally.
Yeah.
So I'm like happy. Like, just look it up, and then you have. I mean, look, Emmys. She's Emmys.
All I love the orange wall.
I know, it's so pretty. I know. I just wanted a little like palate cleanser because we're gonna get into some more trash, people.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
Now this story... Yeah, this story I sent to you because I was like, I want your perspective, because okay. I was like, I feel like so many people are very opinionated on trans issues that are not
trans. We're always part of the conversation, never invited to the conversation.
And that's why I invited you to the conversation.
Thanks.
Because I was like, opinions. How, I mean, you know, we have the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light fiasco.
Bud Light.
You say that?
Yeah, they turned on her. They said, we didn't mean to be divisive for our audience. And so they basically dropped her and were like, we're going back to America, good old Americana.
Oh, so they're doing damage
exactly.
control.
Yeah, so they were doing identity politics before, didn't understand what they were doing.
Mm.
Because if they were going to do a trans person, they should have got a trans man who's just like cracking open a cold one.
No, right, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like, because Dylan Mulvaney's bony ass ain't drinking no beer. Let's be honest. I know her.
Yeah.
She's a nice girl, but I know she ain't drinking no beer.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Was drinking an Amstel Light.
Who is?
Dylan was drinking an Amstel Light
at the Netflix
party.
Thing?
No. At the screening party. We went to of Frankie Grande's movie.
Oh!
I noticed
they
that.
They have free champagne. Why the hell would you get an Amstel Light?
But I don't know if Amstel Light is still like Anheuser-Busch or whatever, because I just don't care.
I don't know.
But I was like, I made sure. I was like, that's not a Bud Light. She's not drinking a Bud Light.
They had free Perrier Jouet. I'm like, bitch, I'm not drinking nothing of that over-the-counter garbage Amstel Light. No.
Yeah, no.
No, there's free champagne over here.
Okay, so then we go into trans athletes. How are we feeling about all the like controversy?
All right.
Okay.
Here's what I had to say about the trans athletes thing. They're trying to prevent men from just going and doing women's sports and just taking all the gold. Every trans athlete that's even gotten to the point of being with like gold medalists and whatnot has not won one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're afraid of this boogeyman of this thing that's never happened. There's lots of trans athletes that are at that level who do not beat cisgender women every day. And they're just trying to be better athletes. And the whole thing is they're trying to eradicate us from public existence because they don't want us to use the bathroom. Because you don't use that one, they don't want you in the other one either. That's the T, but you have to use the bathroom. In the trans sports ban, that's where you learn acceptance, camaraderie, teamwork. It's really about building like a connection and a family and a friendship with people. Luckily, I was on the kind of sport where it didn't matter. I was on cheerleading. But yeah, every trans person, join cheerleading. Doesn't matter where you go.
Yeah,
they take everybody.
Yeah.
So I know, sorry that those are the options, but that's it. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, maybe dance squad? I don't know. Anyway. But these gendered sports, they're afraid of this boogeyman of this thing that's never happened before. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. And it's just hard to watch because the kids are suffering at the hands of it because that now their friends that were their friends on the teams are going to have an inherent bias of you're not allowed on sports with me because you're different than us. When really, 99.99% of these kids in sports are not going to the NBA. You're not even going to play in college. Like, y'all aren't good.
Well,
most
of
you are not that good.
But what about, like, scholarships? Like,
scholarships, we need to have a whole different conversation about that in the first place because school should be free. Do you know how much we pay in taxes here that they don't pay in other first world nations?
Yeah.
We pay, this was taxed, this was taxed, this was taxed. No, and then I have to pay my taxes at the end of the fucking year.
Yeah.
Or quarterly, if you're making enough. If it's a good year, if it's a good year, honey. No, what I mean is we are overtaxed on so much shit, and all they do is just buy aircrafts for war that they end up crashing anyway on some test pilot. And so fuck that. I wish we could allocate our taxes to what we wanted, because mine would go to agriculture and education and world peace.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't go to war. I'll have you know that. And it's just being divisive for the sake of being divisive and excluding us from everyday activities.
Right.
Because sports is, and so my thing is, when people talk about scholarships, there shouldn't even be scholarships. You should be getting into school for free and on your own merit. And if mm-hmm. you're a great sports person, you can play that sport, because there's a really good chance none of these people are going to be track stars. Maybe one will. It's going to be that hot black girl. Okay, mm-hmm. let's be honest.
But I mean, I do agree with what you're saying, because I just feel I'm at that point now too where I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care what you want to wear. I don't care what you want to do. Oh. It's none of my business. As long as you're not hurting somebody, as long as you're not getting, you know, chokehold on the bus or like getting shot up at a school, you know, it's like there's so many, I just think there's so much deflection and it's exhausting. And
honey, like I've been a model for 20 years.
Mm-hmm, same.
Yeah. No, okay, so there's been plenty of trans models that I've modeled alongside,
yeah.
along with big models, Victoria's Secret models. I've modeled with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
No model ever has said, oh, these trans women are trying to take our jobs. No, we have to have the same qualifications, same measurements. We all have the same exact work done, because they all have work done too, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being divisive for no reason. No one's taking anyone's position. It's just making room for more people.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and God forbid we all get along, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's all it is.
But
Naomi Campbell's never said these trans women are awful. She said, I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, so, exactly that. Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, if it's not trans people, it's gay people or Mexicans or Canadians, or
they gotta find a boogeyman.
It's gotta be a scare tactics. But so this story came up, mm-hmm. Where these University of Wyoming sorority sisters say they live in fear of a trans person. So I
can we skimmed, see this trans person?
Yeah, we will get to it. But I just want to read through it, because so these sorority sisters at the University of Wyoming accepted a transgender woman.
Okay.
Into their group, they've broken cover to describe how they, quote, live in constant fear in their sorority home after the hulking student has become physically aroused around them. The seven women from the Kappa Kappa Gamma house have filed a lawsuit against the university and Artemis Langford, 21, who is a 6'2", 260-pound trans student, joined their chapter in September of 22. Langford, referred to under the male pseudonym Terry Smith in the suit, has been living outside the sorority house and was expected to move in the coming year. However, the student, who is referred to as he and him in the suit, still often stays for meals and attends events with the women.
So is this a trans person or not? Because they're...
That's what I'm wondering.
In
but also, are they homeless? They're living outside.
Are they living outside? Outside?
That's
they
what
living...
it said.
No, wait. I think they're living off campus. Maybe they can't be living outside.
But aren't sorority homes like off campus anyways? Kind of adjacent.
I think they're on-ish campus.
So we have, and these girls went on to Megyn Kelly on Fox. And
of
Megyn
course
Kelly,
they did.
Which, by the way, I was on Megyn Kelly because of the telethon, and she went after Charlize Theron and was like, "You want to fuck somebody up? Fuck me up." And I'm like, okay, well, she
Charlize can
beat your ass.
Yes.
And
Old Guard is a true story.
But it was so funny, because she goes, Charlize Theron, who played me in a movie, threatened to beat up people, you know, if they come after drag queens and trans people. I want her to come beat me up. And then they showed my face, like, with the girls in the phone bank. And I was like, bitch. Team Theron.
Yes.
Anyways, so the girl said, "It's a weird, gut-wrenching feeling that every time I leave my room, there's a possibility that I'll walk past him in the hall. It's a weird feeling just to know that I could run into him anytime, and he has full access to the house. But this just goes to show, like, we need women's spaces. Like, our house is our home, just like anyone else's home. You go home at the end of the day to feel comfortable and relax your own skin. You can't do that knowing that this individual has full access. They say that he has, they've been sexually assaulted, sexually harassed.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
And that
I saw
the
picture. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the person.
Yes, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, okay. Hold on. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, right. That's pretty much it. They're saying that, like, we share a couple main bathrooms on the upstairs floor. We don't feel safe in the sorority house. And sometimes we walk by and
I'm getting canceled.
He is fully erect.
Okay, so this person, you have to pledge to get into a sorority. Look at all these girls that look exactly the same.
Megan.
How did this person get past the pledging process? Because I know lots of trans girls that would fit in with them perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're basic. But I said it. These are a bunch of basic bitches. No, but
you can just tell by the shoes.
This person. Oh, honey, the shoes. Tragic. Ross called.
I know.
Yeah, they are dressing for less at that sorority.
Well, it's Wyoming. It's all they've got.
Oh, that is all they have, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I totally forgot. Excuse me. That was so rude of me. That was insensitive of me.
Yeah, Wyoming, these are all ranch girls with a dream.
I didn't know they didn't have a Neiman Marcus. That was my fault. I'm sorry. Okay. This person, if they're really a trans woman, I don't think they'd behave like this. Because I shared a house. I was in a sorority situation on X on the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a girls' bathroom and a boys' bathroom. And they did that on their own. The girls did it on their own. They said, we're not sharing a bathroom with boys because they're dirty. And sure enough, their bathroom was a sty. But I was in the girls' bathroom. It was no big deal. No one cared.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, but that's, do you see how, like, I'm like, how did you get cast in this? Because I was cast.
How did you get cast in the sorority?
Yeah, no, because you kind of have to be. So yeah. I was cast because I fit in with this group of girls that are, you know, crazy on TV and know how to do their own makeup.
Yeah.
You know, versus this person does not fit. Like, one of these things is not like the other.
Right.
It's you. So I'm like, how did you end up here? And then if you're walking around with your boner out, and that's really happened, let's say that's really happened because it is alleged. We don't have any photos.
No, I don't proof. Want a photo.
I don't want a photo. No one wants a photo.
Uh-uh.
No, but they... It's not about having separate women's spaces. It's about knowing what a real trans person is. They need to check their paperwork.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we have a lot of paperwork, a lot of red tape to get through to prove that we are who we say we are. We have to go to all these fucking therapists. We have to go through, there's lots of, are they on estrogen?
Or, yeah, hormones.
You don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to. But if you're joining a sorority, you're not going to walk around naked with, like, your boner out and then identifying as he, him outside. I don't know how that's happening, but that's the write-up we've got here.
Yeah, that is the write-up, which confused me because it's like he's not living inside. Also, he identifies as trans but still goes by he, him.
Yeah, it's confusing.
And then, like, is allowed in the house because I'm like, girls.
Oh, keep scrolling. We're about to get shocked.
Okay,
so it looks like a trans person, but I don't know why they'd walk around with their boner out. And again, does not fit with the other girls.
But also, yes, I honestly just think this is just kind of a...
I feel like they're making this up a little bit.
I don't know, because... I get it, but I just feel like it's a little more than just the trans issue. I think this
think
could
this
be like a mental
person?
Health issue.
Oh, yeah, because they sound crazy. Like, who's walking around naked anywhere? Not me.
In Wyoming.
Yeah.
Naked in Wyoming, which is also my new acoustic album, which will be dropping
naked
this fall.
In Wyoming.
But also, yes. I just think it's just, and I don't want to say that, like, I'm thinking this is like a mental thing, but I don't know. I just feel like this is kind of like...
There's another issue besides her being trans and that's just walking around
naked.
Yes. Well, everyone's... No one else is doing that.
And if, ladies, if you're having a problem with this person, don't invite it in. It's like a vampire.
And yeah, because how did they get... Again, you have to be pretty much cast into a... Like, so, you have to go through rush week.
Right.
There's a pledging.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of rules that go with this.
Right.
And so, like, we all watch The House Bunny. And so, I'm just saying, Anna Faris taught us all how to get into a sorority. And so, it's like, how did you get past the red tape of this?
Yes.
And you got along with these girls once upon a time because it's very sisterly.
Right.
And then it goes to this.
So I'm wondering if it was kind of like a quota kind of a thing where, because now
but
these
there's
women.
There's other trans people that you could have had go in
true.
That fit the bill of what you guys represent.
Your aesthetic.
Yeah, because it's very aesthetic based.
Yeah,
these
groups. Because these girls are now suing the University of Wyoming because
they just
don't
want to put their
tuition. You know, I mean, I just thought it was an interesting topic of discussion because I'm just like, A, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And B, now we have a problem. And I get it. I think if you're walking around and you're like, Stacy's got a boner, like, I think it would be I think that's like a big, like, yes, you could feel uncomfortable and you're like, you know, and also some of these girls are just kind of like, yeah, we wake up and he's like standing over us not saying anything, and I'm like, yes,
jump scare,
you can be creeped out. Yes, if you do not feel safe. But also at the same time, why does this person live outside?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't bring the community into this. This isn't a trans community issue because...
This is a bigger issue.
Yeah, there's some other thing going on here. It's their discernment, their rules to get in, one. And then two, did you check this girl's paperwork? What's going on? Like, what is the protocol on what you guys think a trans person is? Because they look trans to me. Not that there's a right or wrong way of looking trans, but I'm saying... No. I see how all of you girls look, and I know how sororities work.
Well, they all look the same, let's be real.
We know how sororities work, though. Yeah. So it's like, how did you
I've seen those videos where they're like, we've been waiting for you.
We're white, and we know it. Oh. We hate black people. Yeah, that's what they can't say, but that's what they want to. Anyway, that's a sorority. But not the HBCU ones.
All right, well... Good All right, luck. I think that was a good discussion.
Good luck to them or whatever. I don't know how that's going to go.
Next up, there's been a lot of, it's been kind of like a slow news cycle lately.
It's just Tennessee and Florida.
It really is. I mean, this should just be the Tennessee-Florida podcast because they just keep making the news. But this made me laugh because, I feel like news anchors are now making stories themselves. We had... Tucker Carlson getting fired.
So glad.
Don Lemon getting fired. We had that Good Morning America couple. Remember, they were like having an affair and they both got the boot.
Yes.
And now they're passing out. The anchors are just passing out, which I love someone passing out.
It's long hours.
As someone who's passed out, I think it's hilarious.
Have you passed out on air?
Not on air. God, no.
Oh, okay, I was a
guest. No. But Heather McDonald passed out on stage in Tempe like a year ago.
We like her.
She hit her hand.
Damn.
But this new anchor has been fired. His name's Ken Rosato.
Okay.
He was a priest before becoming a TV anchor man. Mm. But he got fired following a hot mic insult. And everyone was kind of like, what? And he was fired, and then everyone was just kind of like, but he used to be a priest. This guy, Ken Rosato, who's a longtime anchor of Eyewitness News this morning on New York's WABC7, has been given the boot after allegedly making an off-color remark. Rosato was off the air when he uttered the phrase, we're told, but an insider told us his remark was picked up on an open mic and was immediately let go. I need to know what did he say? It's unclear what he said or when exactly he made the comment. He was fired for cause immediately. Let's see. We're told his co-anchors were brought in one by one. Oh, it was a racial slur. Oh, it was a racial slur.
He was singing Old Dirty Bastard.
They speculated it could have been a racial slur. A rep for Rosato sharply denied that, telling us being fired for any racial slur is 100% inaccurate and untrue. Ken Rosato had been a benchmark for over 20 years. And he supports all equality. On Friday, the station's general manager alerted staffers via email. He's no longer with the company. Yeah, we thank him for his service. I mean, I don't know.
I just want to comment on his statement. Mm-hmm. I would never say something racist. I'm here for all equality. You don't have much of a choice. Black people and Mexicans aren't going anywhere. So it's right time to stop being racist.
I don't know. But here... I obviously think that, yeah, if it's a hot mic and it picked it up.
My thing is, how do you ever, I'm sorry, I was mic'd. You're only mic'd while you're at work. I was mic'd 24/7. I have no empathy for you. Everything I said was picked up. And so you need to watch your ass.
You do.
And so I don't know how you did that, which means it was your true feelings and they were coming out. I thought it was going to be that he had sex with a little boy and admitted it.
Why? Because it said priest.
You said priest. I was like, I thought this was going a different direction. Just saying.
I don't know, but I think that I agree with you on the mic because as someone who just hosted a 4.5-hour telethon that raised over $500,000,
yes,
I did that too because I would have to be like, I'm going to pee, and that's my biggest fear. Yes. I don't want that poor sound guy listening to me just
I'm like, cut me,
just piss it in the toilet. I'm like, cut it, please, no. Uh-huh. But I feel like I don't know. I don't know, but I do love a sabotage.
I love a self-sabotage.
I love a self-sabotage, but I also love a woman just wanting to get ahead.
She's like, I heard him say the N-word.
Uh-huh. She's like, this risotto is bothersome.
To be fair, it was recorded. If it's a hot mic, that's being recorded. So whatever it is, it got to be played back.
But I do love news bloopers with hot mics. Did you see the one guy?
What the fuck are you doing? That's such a good one.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. I mean, we'll come do it on. Live. There's so many we'll good do it ones. Live. Or there's the one guy who was like his first day on the job. Do you remember that one? It was like.
Is he the one out in the field?
No,
and
no.
He's like, got these motherfucking bugs. Oh, country ass bugs. I was like, yes. But it was his first day on the job. What happened with that one?
It was a guy and it was like his first day and he starts reading the teleprompter and then he like, she introduces him. It's like right at the top of the, like, we'd like to welcome our newest correspondent. He just goes, fuck, or something like that. And she's just like, well, okay. And he was fired.
Immediately. Damn, think of the process it was to get that job and you lose it with one word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, but then it doesn't end there because now we have another person who's been fired and she is a meteorologist.
Same channel?
From Tennessee. No.
Oh, I was like, shit.
She says she was fired over her curly hair and dress size.
Okay.
I
can't wait to see that.
Oh, just hold on. Let me read it because it's a reveal. Ooh. It is a reveal. She said she was fired because she had curly hair and she's not a size 2. Tabitha Bartow has ended her weekend morning weather anchor gig in Knoxville, Tennessee's WATE 6 on your side after just 4 months on the job.
4 months.
I know.
Yeah.
4 months. She shared a message to viewers letting them know the sad news. No one misses you after 4 months.
No.
That her time
they
at
didn't know you were there.
Yeah, no one even knew you were there. She's come to a close and suggested that she was fired because of her appearance. She continued, one thing I will say is that I hope that in the future we all learn to appreciate and accept people for who they are. She tweeted that. Everyone is beautiful and professional in their own ways, no matter if you have curly hair or you're not a size 2, but a size 12. Okay? And but reveal.
She was a size 12 when they hired her. It was just 4 months.
Yeah.
So
this is her.
Oh, she's cute. I don't know. She's cute. Like, I don't see why she'd be fired for the way she looked.
I do.
Really?
She looks like a haunted American Girl doll.
Oh, you know, the bang is... That's not a bang, bitch. That's a boom. That is a heavy bang. but I figured, you know, because of... Isn't it Wyoming? Where is it?
Look at that. If you...
Where is the channel, though?
We are at a lunch, right? Okay. We are having a nice lunch.
Okay.
We're, like, catching up. It's a sunny day outside. And then I have that feeling... that something is looking. And
she looks like a Mormon wife.
Yeah, and I'm like, Reese, do you feel that? And then we look over from our table, and that is staring at us. Yes.
She died of cholera.
Yes. Yes, it's giving cholera realness.
Yeah, it is giving cholera.
It's giving, like, my family locked me in the attic in the 1700s. Yeah.
Ugh. I don't think that's why she was fired, though.
No.
Because they have whole... like, put you together teams that are going to give you a lace front wig if they don't like your unit. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this behind the scenes?
You think that was Kelly Ripa's hair, honey? It wasn't. That's a lace front.
Oh, I Kelly know. Kelly Ripa was a lace front?
Kelly Ripa had a wig, bitch.
Oh.
You can't be that platinum blonde. Like, those highlights every day, her up at 4 a.m. Uh-uh. Never a root in sight. It's because it was a wig. It was a team of wigs.
But is this a clip-on bang?
Let's just call it a boom. Anyway, it's tragic. Like, she really looks like a sister wife. She absolutely looks like a sister wife. And that's creepy smile, too. She's a Cabbage Patch doll herself. But she's cute, though. I think she's cute. I don't think she was fired for her looks. I think they would change your look. They would pull you aside and say, they say colorful things like, you got to tighten up.
Or, yeah.
You have a free gym membership. It's downstairs. Or we're going to do your hair tomorrow. They don't really give you a choice. When you have a contract job like that,
yeah,
they don't give you a choice. Like, we're going to do your hair tomorrow. You're going to be blonde now. Or you're going to be something else. So that would cost them a lot less money than having to retrain someone else. I think it had to be something else.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I think she was related to somebody in the network.
And so she had to get the job, and then they just made it seem like she was incompetent, or she was incompetent,
yeah.
And then she got the axe.
And she's a meteorologist. Maybe she wasn't good at weather, you know?
Honestly, that dress in front of a green screen is not going to cut it. Too busy. It's too busy. You got to be in a solid color. That's a mess.
Know.
Sorry, girl. You seem nice.
I feel bad.
Nice. I don't think that was it, though.
I don't think it was. I think it was
they would change your look.
I think people complained.
I was at agencies where they changed my look without me knowing. They're like, by the way, you're going to be a redhead next week.
Yeah. Like, this is, it's like Anne of Green Gables, like... It's, yes, mm-hmm. It's very much that.
Very that.
It's Victorian girl. It's Scarlett O'Hara. She's dating a gay man. Like,
oh, my God. And she just loves her husband. We haven't had sex in 17 years.
But he's the one.
Love him. And he's like, loves, yes, girl. Yeah. We're getting new rugs.
He loves putting the pillow over my face.
Yes. And not fucking me.
I mean, it's very, I don't know. I don't think she...
I think...
Here's the thing. Yeah. I just feel... I'm so on the fence and I don't want to seem rude because I'm not.
I'll seem rude.
Okay. I don't think.
We're going to get canceled. And that's fine.
No, we're not. I think.
No, look at me, then look at her. I deserve to say everything I want.
It takes balls for someone to say, I was fired because of my looks.
After 4 months. You looked like this 4 months ago, bitch. No, I know she looked like this 4 months ago. So I'm like, that wasn't it, babe. Also, her mark of the beast behind her, the 666, work.
Oh, yeah.
Work, mama. Work.
Yes.
Mark of the beast.
I love a mark of the beast news reference. Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Well, here's someone who doesn't get ridiculed for their looks. We got a couple more stories. This guy.
It's a frog. No
kidding. This guy just says, I mean, not this guy. I don't know what this picture is, but let's scroll down here because it'll start the story. So. This guy says, his name is Chris Mirabile, the founder and CEO of a consumer longevity biotech company called Novos, claims that he's a 39-year-old with a biological age of around 23. And he's sharing tips with the world. So listeners, we've got some tips on how to feel younger than you really are. So it's a biological age test. It's controversial. They are an astute indication of the amount of quote damage that has gone on inside of your body. Well, I'm a pickle. I know for a I'm pickled. I was like,
my liver is 41.
My liver's on the cover of the swimsuit issue.
Yes, Martha.
Mirabile, who survived a brain tumor when he was younger, has some aging hacks that won't cost much money and are simple to implement in your own routine. While appearing on the John Barrows' Make It Happen podcast, Mirabile offered up one of his most powerful tips to the audience. 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity is enough to extend your health span and lifespan by a significant margin.
Okay.
Okay, so what is that? 2 hours? A little over two hours?
A day?
No, 150 minutes? Is that what he said? 150 minutes? Can we stop this woman cleaning her toes?
I know. It's so distracting. I was like, ew. I keep thinking that little Lamisil monster is going to jump out of us.
I know. 150 minutes per week. So 150 minutes per week.
That's it?
Of hard physical activity.
I do that all the time.
To extend your health span and lifespan by a significant margin. Okay. Now we can continue to go down.
I think everyone in LA does
this
that.
This is him, though.
He's cute, but he looks 41.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, well, he explained that if you go for a brisk walk for 20 minutes a day, mm-hmm. it will almost bring you to the 150-minute mark. Doing bodyweight exercises twice a week, especially focusing in on your legs. Exercising on a regular basis can help support brain health, strengthen your muscles. We know how exercise works.
Yeah.
Mirabile used doing squats as a good example of bodyweight exercises, suggesting you build up your endurance starting from 20 reps. He said you can even do this while watching television.
He's a snake oil salesman.
I agree.
Because you look 41. You look good. 41 isn't old, bitch. So... let's start there. And two, you're not saying anything we've never seen before. Like, we've heard all of this before. Diet and exercise helps you live longer. Get out of here.
Make sure that you have a 12-hour time-restricted window where you're eating.
These toes have
got to
go. Why is it every shot? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, his body's incredible. But I kind of expect that from a 41-year-old as well.
Let's see. Go down. I just feel really, like, they used my body without asking me.
Yeah, she's serving, honey.
But, okay, studies have found, for example,
we're being attacked by this toe ad.
This toe fungus ad is awful. Studies have found, for example, that two people can eat the same exact foods, but if you eat in a smaller period of time, it can have a significantly better health outcome in terms of cardiovascular risk, Mirabel said that he eats healthy 90% of the time, especially during workout days. Some of the typical foods in his diet include broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and berries, but he doesn't hesitate to enjoy a treat every now and then, indulging in two cheat meals around once a week, the LA reported.
And what are those?
Yeah, like, what's
is he going to Cold Stone?
Like, I mean, I get. Or no, it's probably pizza. Oh, I see that shitty pizza.
Yeah, they could have pictured a better pizza.
Getting a good night's sleep is also crucial.
I might have a pizza. There we go. Yeah,
clock in 8 hours a night. Getting good sleep is important.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look 23, so I'm like, girl, I wouldn't go with that.
I mean, he's hot.
He's very good looking, and he's
very fit. Is he on OnlyFans?
He's about to be, because this is not going to work. Okay, I'm not buying what he's selling. He looks his age. I think he's attractive, but...
But what do you identify as, age-wise?
In casting, I'm 25 years old.
Yeah?
But in real life, I'm 36.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm a proud 36, because I'm black, so I look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I identify like... I identify as like a 34, 33.
See, I think that, and then I go to things like White Party, and I'm like, I'm definitely 36.
See, I know. I don't need like a good health and diet to let me know. I'm exactly the same way.
I'm exhausted. I'm like, when I get back to the hotel room, I'm going to watch Pretty Woman on a loop because
I used to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down.
With the best of them.
I would just stay out till like 4 o'clock in the morning. I would do all the drinks.
Yeah.
All the party things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just shut it down. And now I'm like, my spot's at 9 o'clock. I'll be done by 9:30.
And you're going home.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
You know, I can hang out. If I need to hang out, I will hang out.
Yeah. If I paid for parking, I'll hang out.
Exactly.
I'm like, that was $14 next door, bitch. I will be here for at least 4 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that this is what you said, like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, he's
I have
saying
a biological age of 23. No, you have a biological age of 39.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you feel 23 because you're doing what everyone's striving to do already.
Yes.
Eat healthy and exercise.
Having discipline? Get out.
Why did we give this man a platform? No. I have no idea. But, okay.
The gays will tune in.
I know. He was like, look, I'm hot. And everyone's like, click, 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 click,
sure.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subscribe.
This story, I laughed hysterically at.
Honey, I got a lot to say.
I saw this on Instagram today. And then I looked into it more because I thought it was a joke at first. And it apparently is not. Okay, so we have a lot of hotels in this country. And a lot of these hotels use celebrities to, you know, rent rooms out. Kind of like bookings.com. They've had
Hailey Cuoco.
Hailey Cuoco.
Priceline.
Priceline. Yeah. We had William Shatner before her. We've had Idris Elba. We've had Melissa McCarthy for... Hotels.com and bookings.com.
I want one of these.
Yeah.
I travel enough.
A hotel sponsor or whatever.
Yeah, come on, Marriott. Call me.
But we've also had like the Regency has hired Christine Baranski. So Christine Baranski's in a whole bunch of ads for it, which I'm like, yes.
Slay. We want that.
And then you get into the Days Inn. And Days Inn has a new spokesperson, the hilarious Ross Matthews from RuPaul's Drag Race and the Drew Barrymore Show.
Mm-hmm.
And he has partnered up with the Days Inn by Wyndham and launched a complimentary, a complimentary mirror. Okay, stay with me. So... Oh, Days Inn has taken a, let's see, hospitality is all about making people feel welcome. From cozy beds to streaming-enabled television, Days Inn took it further with their newest limited edition complimentary amenity, a mirror in the room of select hotels that offers day-brightening compliments, voiced by none other than TV's endlessly affable Ross Matthews. Oh! So this new amenity comes after the success of last year's talking pillow. which dished out cheeky accolades voiced by Patrick Warburton. What is that? What's a Patrick Warburton?
I don't remember.
Can
right
we
now.
Google Patrick Warburton?
Yeah. And then we'll see if we can do his voice from memory. Who the fuck would want a pillow? Like, they're like jerking off and he's whispering jokes in their ear.
Who?
Oh, it's Joe.
It's the Tick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Kronk from
Kronk. I know.
I didn't know his real name.
Yeah. Great voice, though.
Great voice.
I guess you could jerk off to that. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a talking
he's
pillow.
He's like, you're doing great.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come. So this time with a new twist, after the pillow, on an existing room feature, the president, John Henderson, president of the brand leader Days Inn by Wyndham, says, while the pillow was a huge hit, especially with avid Seinfeld fans who got a kick from hearing Patrick's voice.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was on Seinfeld.
I didn't either. Yeah. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't either.
My parents were like, it was grainy.
Yeah. My parents wouldn't let me watch it. The obvious next choice was to introduce the world's most flattering mirror. This year, guests of Days Inn can enjoy the signature wit and charm of Ross Matthews, as well as judging and producing RuPaul's Drag Race. Morale is sure to be boosted by quips like, I'm loving this look. If I weren't a mirror, I would totally steal it. And no one told me we had a supermodel staying with us today.
So it's just his voice.
Yeah.
Girl, I was going to say, because is he wearing that in the mirror looking at you? Because I'm like, I'm not taking a compliment from that outfit.
I mean, so the complimentary mirror is a natural fit for Matthews, who exudes positivity like a human ray of sunshine. It's all about making people smile, whether it's on the Drew Barrymore show or RuPaul Drag Race. Plug those shows, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when I'm doing my live shows. Okay.
Or selling jackets on my website.
Matthews of his enthusiasm for his partnership. For Days Inn, the feeling was mutual. It was an easy decision to work with Ross. He's aligned with our brand's mission of making days brighter for others and committing himself and his career to help people smile and light up wherever room he's in with a dose of positivity. He says that recording the compliments was a fun experience. He was given creative freedom. To build off the initial ideas presented by the hotel chain. He even channeled his time as a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, having learned the art of the compliment while on the show. A lot of times people don't even know how fabulous they are, so a little reminder is a beautiful thing. I like to think that just infusing guests with a little more confidence, maybe it'll make the difference in their day.
Some people don't need that.
Girl,
they
if
need
you're staying a day's in, that's the you'd need more than a compliment.
My thing is, so we need likes in real life now. Instagram wasn't enough. Like, you have to hear it from the mirror.
Yeah.
What are you, a wicked witch?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
first of all, if you're waking up at a day's in, you're already going through it.
Honey, your day's out.
Yes, day's out.
Yeah.
And then you're going to what? You're going to put on your outfit and you're like, you know what? I need Ross Matthews to...
I look forward to hearing these things, like the malfunction stories when they're trying to sleep. And it's like, yes, honey, work.
Oh, where it just goes off?
Yes, it's just going off. It's just malfunctioning. Please, I need the front desk. It won't stop talking to me. I'm not this fierce.
That's the Black Mirror episode I want.
Yes.
Give me that
work,
twist.
Work. Yes. And the mirror's following them around the town.
Or like you're asleep in bed. Or it's always, we'll say, there's a sorority girl from Wyoming, right?
Oh, shit.
And she checks into a Days Inn, and she sees the Ross Matthews complimentary button, and at first it's cute, and she's like, and it's like, work, mama, you own that outfit. And then, you know, she can't go without it.
I thought you were going to say then it whips its dick out and she wants it gone.
No.
And then she wants it gone.
No. It's not trans button. No. It's just kidding, bitch. No, then she takes the button, puts it in her purse, and then like Days Inn goes after her. Or is it kind of like one of those possessed things where the whole day it's like, yes, mama, slay those boots.
Work.
And
work,
then at night
work,
it's like,
work.
Mommy left you for a reason. And you're like, what? Hello?
Oh, yeah, that's subliminal messages.
Who's there? Yeah.
Everyone knows that he fucks you. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows what you did in high school. Hello?
I know.
Yeah, just like that kind of shit.
Remember that really embarrassing thing that happened last summer?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
How can we forget? We live it every day. Yeah, just something like, or what?
Your husband's never coming back.
Do you think a straight man is going to be using this floor-length mirror?
you can get a straight man to eat out of the palm of your hand with one compliment because they're not used to getting any.
Okay.
So if you're just like, oh, I like your hair, they will follow you like a butterfly that you saved out of a spider web. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, straight men are starved for compliments. Starved.
So do you think they're going to be hitting the Ross Matthews
they are.
Button?
And they're not going to know who he is. They're going to think it's a woman. They'll be like, this girl thinks I'm hot. Absolutely, yeah. And it's like, yes, work, diva, push, fierce.
And it's just confusing AI technology.
Yes.
So they're
going to
be like,
off to the mirror. They're going to love it. Yeah. They're not going to know who Ross Matthews is.
No.
Yeah.
No,
they're gonna let
this is a horror film.
They're going to let it splash right on. It's going to be funny.
It's going to be like a reveal, like Maury Povich.
Reveal like, yourself. Yes.
Oh, I love the girl who comes out of my button. She says all the nicest things to me.
Yes, mama, boots, house, down, realness.
I don't even know what that means, but it makes me feel funny inside.
I don't know what a Ross Matthews is, but I'd fuck her.
This is the voice behind your button.
Hi.
No, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Trigger warning. Literally. It was a suicide joke. Oh, I am getting canceled on tonight.
Oh.
And I don't care.
Well, we had another suicide at the day's end.
Yeah. Another one.
Oh, my God.
They got the morgue's number.
Oh. Hashtag not my button.
Yes.
Anyways. All right. Well, Aris, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Good, good. Yeah, please tell everyone where they can follow you and all of the amazing stuff that you have coming up.
All right. Well, I'm a face of Renegade.Health, so look for my stuff coming out with them. I have a queer prom coming up June 1st at The Addition. I'll be hosting 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, WeHo Pride with Grace Jones, Carly Rae Jepsen. And I have a lot of other things coming up that I can't remember. Oh, we have a show tomorrow.
I know.
I'm like, huh? We have a show tomorrow at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
In the Belly Room for West Hollywood Brunch. And I have a show called I'm Gonna Say It that's out on YouTube right now. And you can find me at Aristocrat on all platforms. And I didn't buy my blue check mark.
Me neither. But yeah. I do. I love that Instagram handle, Aristocrat. It's so funny. And
thank you.
Meme Queen, like seriously, you have the best stories.
Thank you.
As always, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to rate, review, send us a little note in the iTunes conversational thing. I just love hearing from you guys. It means a lot. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. And as always, we'll see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Goodbye.